وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters and this is Hamza Azizi talking with you from IRIB English Radio in the series of talks about humanity in the Holy Quran. We've been talking about different types of human rights and we've come to right of freedom. We said that there are several parts of freedom elaborated in the Holy Quran. We have spiritual freedom, we have freedom of thought, and now we are going to talk about freedom of speech. We touched briefly a little part of freedom of speech in previous session, an episode. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppose expressing any different idea as long as it does not violate the general benefits of the whole society. And as soon as it violates that, it is quite rational to stop that kind of activity, and no one can continue that kind of violation in the name of freedom. Look at the history of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes a story about Prophet Muhammad that once some of the hypocrites and some of the Muslims, they accused one of the wives of Prophet Muhammad of one of the major sins, as it is called the story of ifk, the story of accusation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opposed this kind of action, although it was a kind of expressing the idea and expressing what they had in their minds, but he opposed this kind of freedom, and he did not let that continue, and then also blamed all the Muslims, not only the ones who have committed that. He blamed all of the Muslims because they did not stop them from doing such act. So, as I said, this kind of freedom is legitimate as long as it does not violate the general benefits of the whole society. Of course, sometimes you might be one person and you might say a very simple thing, but since it reflects in a very huge measure in the society, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would oppose that in a very hard way. Look in the same story of accusation, story of ifk. Although there were very few people who have done such a thing, but since this was harming the personality and reputation of the leader, the infallible leader of the society, it had a very huge effect on his personality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked very strict. And the verses of Quran in that story, if you refer, you see that it sounds very tough and strict in that story. It is because of the huge effect that it has. And There's another case that I would like to share it with you after a short break.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear audience, to this series of talks, which is called For Humanity, from IRIB English Radio, and I'm Hamza Azizi, talking with you about freedom of speech in the Holy Quran. There's another story that also mentioned in the Holy Quran, and it is very thoughtful and remarkable. As I said, the more effect your speech has in the society and the more reflection it has within the society, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would oppose that kind of speech in a tougher and more stricter and more strict way. Group of hypocrites, they built a mosque, and that was only a mosque apparently to pray, and they wanted to have a specific base for themselves, but they had conspired to work in that mosque as a base for working against the government of the Holy Prophet. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was busy with the Battle of Tabuk, and as soon as he returned, before entering the city, the Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned him to go and demolish the mosque, although it was a mosque, and they only wanted to express their ideas and to have their own speech. Let's say they wanted to use their own freedom, the right of freedom of speech, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not stand that. So he ordered and assigned his prophet to demolish. So Prophet Muhammad, before getting in Medina, he started burning. So he burned the whole mosque, and the mosque was called Masjidul Dirar. It means the mosque that harms the society, the Islamic community. So as I said, as long as the speech that you one expresses violates and harms the general benefits of the Islamic community and the whole ummah, it is not a kind of legitimate freedom. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also does not let to use your freedom in spreading the secrets of the Islamic government. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His holy book that when a report of safety or alarm comes to them, they immediately broadcast it. So He blames the hypocrites that spread and broadcast the secrets of the governmental system of Islamic community. So we believe, based on the Holy Quran, on freedom of speech, but not that freedom of speech is a kind of absolute freedom. No, it's a limited one. Like even in Western societies, there are some limitations for freedom. As I said, they announce that your freedom is limited as long as you want to violate and harm others' freedom. Or even they say that every freedom is limited by the law. So we do not have such absolute freedom in any part of the world. So this is about the freedom of speech. Inshallah, we will talk about another type of freedom in the next episode. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد.